Welcome to Season 18 of the 5-Minute Biographies podcast from 5minutebiographies.com, where each week we tell you interesting things about interesting people in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutebiographies.com/coffee to see how. This is Episode 7, Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock, born Alfred Joseph Hitchcock on the 13th of August 1899 in Leytonstone, Essex, England, is often regarded as one of the greatest and most influential filmmakers in the history of cinema. Known as the master of suspense, Hitchcock revolutionized the thriller genre with his psychological depth, innovative camera techniques, and skillful storytelling. Throughout his prolific career, which spanned over 6 decades, he directed more than 50 feature films, creating some of cinema's most iconic moments and characters. His work earned him worldwide acclaim, and his influence continues to resonate with filmmakers and audiences alike. Hitchcock was born into a lower middle-class Catholic family. His father, William Hitchcock, was a greengrocer, and his mother, Emma Jane Whelan, was a homemaker. Alfred was the youngest of 3 children, and his childhood was marked by a strict, often authoritarian upbringing. His father famously sent him to the local police station with a note asking that he be locked up for 10 minutes as a form of discipline, an experience Hitchcock would later cite as a source of his fascination with fear, guilt, and punishment. After attending St. Ignatius College, a Jesuit school in London, Hitchcock developed an interest in art and engineering. He studied at the London County Council School of Engineering and Navigation, then took up a job as a draftsman for the Henley Telegraph and Cable Company. During this period, he began to explore his passion for storytelling, contributing short stories to the company magazine, many of which explored themes of suspense and dark humour. Hitchcock's first significant opportunity in the film industry came in 1920, when he joined the London branch of Famous Players Lasky, an American production company. Initially employed as a title designer for silent films, he quickly rose through the ranks, demonstrating his ability in various roles, from art direction to scriptwriting. By 1925, he was given the chance to direct his first feature, The Pleasure Garden. Although modest in scope, this film marked the beginning of a remarkable career that would change the course of cinematic history. Hitchcock's early films, including The Lodger in 1927, showcased his interest in suspense and psychological complexity. The Lodger, a thriller about a serial killer, is widely regarded as his first Hitchcockian film, establishing the themes and techniques that would define his work. His mastery of visual storytelling and tension building began to draw attention, and he quickly became one of Britain's most sought-after directors. In 1939, Hitchcock moved to Hollywood, a pivotal moment that marked the start of his most productive and internationally recognized period. His first American film, Rebecca, in 1940, won the Academy Award for Best Picture, cementing his reputation as a filmmaker of extraordinary talent. Over the next few decades, he directed a series of groundbreaking films, including Suspicion, 1941, Shadow of a Doubt, 1943, Notorious, 1946, and Strangers on a Train, 1951, each of which displayed his distinctive approach to suspense and his innovative use of the camera. Perhaps Hitchcock's most famous film, Psycho, which was released in 1960, shocked audiences with its graphic violence and unorthodox narrative structure. The film's famous shower scene, in which actress Janet Leigh's character is murdered, remains one of the most iconic sequences in cinematic history. With its abrupt death of the protagonist and psychologically unsettling themes, Psycho challenged traditional storytelling conventions and paved the way for modern horror and thriller genres. The film's commercial success demonstrated Hitchcock's willingness to push boundaries and experiment with form, cementing his place as a daring and visionary artist. Hitchcock's unique approach to cinema was evident in his use of camera angles, lighting, and sound to create an atmosphere of unease. He famously employed subjective camera techniques, that allowed audiences to experience the character's fears and anxieties firsthand. His use of MacGuffins, plot devices that serve primarily to move the story forward, became a signature technique. In North by Northwest, for example, which was released in 1959, the plot revolves around an innocent man pursued by spies who believe he possesses crucial information, yet the actual information is of little consequence to the story. Hitchcock's ability to create suspense through these techniques set him apart from other directors and influenced generations of filmmakers. Hitchcock's personal life was often shrouded in mystery, much like the films he directed. He married Alma Reville, a film editor and screenwriter, in 1926, and their partnership proved both a professional and personal success. Alma was his closest collaborator, reviewing scripts, editing films, and providing essential feedback throughout his career. They had one daughter, Patricia, who appeared in several of his films. Hitchcock's fascination with psychological themes extended to his relationships with actors, many of whom noted his controlling nature and obsessive approach to filmmaking. His treatment of certain actresses, such as Tippi Hedren during the filming of The Birds, 1963, was later scrutinized for its intensity and unsettling nature, reflecting the darker aspects of his complex personality. As Hitchcock's career progressed, he continued to experiment and push boundaries. His films from the 1960s, including The Birds and Marnie in 1964, delved deeper into psychological horror and complex character studies, although these later works were met with mixed reviews. Despite the occasional critical setback, Hitchcock's legacy remained intact, and he was celebrated for his contributions to cinema. In 1980, he was knighted, becoming Sir Alfred Hitchcock, an honour that recognised his enduring impact on British and global cinema. Hitchcock's health declined in his later years, and he retreated from public life, spending his final years with Alma at their home in Bel Air, California. Alfred Hitchcock died on the 29th of April 1980 from kidney failure in his Bel Air home. He was 80 years old. His passing marked the end of an era, but his influence continued to thrive in the work of filmmakers, from Martin Scorsese to Steven Spielberg. Hitchcock's films remain as compelling today as they were during his lifetime, offering audiences a masterclass in suspense, storytelling, and psychological depth. Alfred Hitchcock's legacy is one of innovation and daring. Through his exploration of fear, guilt, and the unknown, he challenged audiences to confront their deepest anxieties, transforming the thriller genre and leaving an indelible mark on the art of filmmaking. His work continues to inspire and thrill, ensuring that the master of suspense will never be forgotten. I hope you enjoyed that episode of 5-Minute Biographies from 5minutebiographies.com. If you did, why not subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and leave us a review while you're there. Also, why not consider our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Murder, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.